Good morning, and welcome to Nitwit with Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze. And I say good morning, although I guess I should say morning, because in my little part of the world it is morning, but it hasn't necessarily been a good morning. I was awakened this morning with a phone call by my neighbor, who informed me that her partner saw my sheep wandering down the road about three houses down, and did I know that they were out and about? Well, I didn't, and they shouldn't have been, and the reason why she asked, did I know, is because sometimes I do lend them out for lawn mowing and spot fertilization service, but that was not the plan this morning, so I got up and threw some clothes on and grabbed a bucket and put some grain in and rattled it, and they all came charging home, which is a good thing. They have been conditioned to respond to that sound, so gathering them up isn't too hard of a deal, but I'm still slightly annoyed with my puppy, because Sadie, who you may remember from the earlier episode, my Great Pyrenees puppy, who is still learning her job, is the one who broke him out. And my setup is somewhat primitive. Basically, it's a bunch of cattle panels that I hold together in some places where I want to be able to move the cattle panels to open them up as gates. I use bungee cords. Well, she has discovered that bungee cords can be chewed through, and has been chewing through all my connectors and then dropping down my makeshift gates. Now, I must say this for her. When she does break out, she does take the sheep with her. So, in reality, she is fulfilling her job obligation of keeping an eye on the sheep, but I feel somewhat like a mother who hired a babysitter only to find out that the babysitter had been strapping on the kid and robbing banks. I'm not sure how I'm going to explain to her that she has a certain boundaries that she needs to maintain and stay within, and maybe explaining to a puppy is just next to impossible. But I'm hoping that she will soon learn that she needs to stay within her perimeter. And keep the sheep in the perimeter, too, I should say. Because they have escaped on their own before Sadie came into the picture. So I did some makeshift fixing. We had some wiring work done, and the gentleman nicely left, you know, foot-long clips of wire behind, so I'm taking those now and wiring up where before I bungeed. Hopefully, you won't hear me complaining about escaped sheep in the future. Have a good day, and thank you for listening to Nitwit.